Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From Newts in Cork to chicken fillet roll thefts, lots happening around the country this week. Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me. Shane, it's been a minute since I've seen you. How are you?
Good afternoon. A ray of sunshine on my Friday afternoon.
How would you go away out of that? How are you? And are you looking forward to the weekend?
No, because, well, I am. Sorry, the political side of me is.
Yes.
We have the election results, which we're not allowed to talk about. But I have to get up again tomorrow morning. So I really cherish a lie on when you're up
you
so
do.
Early. But I have to set the alarm for tomorrow morning. So I'll be in here for the day tomorrow doing the election coverage as well.
And is this not your Super Bowl, though?
Kind of is.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, like by Christmas. Yeah, it is. Although I kind of envy people who get to sit at home and listen to it and watch
it. I know. See, that's the thing. That's exactly what I'll be doing. Let's talk about what's happening around the country this week. And first of all, there's new newts in Cork.
There is. Breaking newts is a terrible pun we're going to use. I had to Google newts because I'd know so little about them. And really, they're the little lizards that you see when you go on holidays abroad.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to go away abroad because we have them here. So the news this week is that a scientist has made history with the discovery of a previously unknown species to Ireland. It's a rare amphibian that it's made its way home in West Cork. Sorry, it's not from there.
No.
It's actually been found there and people are quite surprised. So it's a species of newt called a small salamander, which was found during a nature trek hosted by the team at the Glengariff Wood Nature Reserve, which also, by the way, is home to white-tailed eagles. So they have a bit of history here.
Oh, wow. And it was kind of just pure luck that this amphibian expert happened to spot this. And was like, I actually haven't seen one of these before.
If you're into this area of research, everyone will know Rob Gandola, who's an amphibian expert, as you say, and he was doing a talk in the Glengariff Wood Nature Reserve for Biodiversity Week, and it's been described as the find of his career, which, as you can imagine, that's the goal if you're an amphibian expert. So his trained eye caught sight of the unusual species he'd never seen in the country before, and he didn't just see one. So when he saw this one, he had a look around and he saw eight more nearby, and he reckons that there's likely to be many more in the area as well.
So what do they kind of look like? They're not even really the length of your palm, are they?
No, they're very small. Like tiny lizards is the best way I would describe them.
Yeah, so like when you see a gecko on holidays or something.
Yeah, that's
like
what
that.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You need to have a trained eye for it. But they're going to try and find out how it ended up in Cork.
Yeah.
And they're going to run DNA tests on the salamanders, which are called now the West Cork salamanders, to learn more about where they came from.
Because the exact location is actually being kept secret.
It is. I love this. It's so dramatic. They're keeping the location secret to protect them because they don't want any ne'er-do-wells coming into
I hope it's not like E.T. I hope they get released back into the wild.
I'm sure they will. But don't go searching for them. We don't want you to find them at the moment.
Okay. All right. Our next story.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Well, Shane, Donegal, the windiest county in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, they say Chicago is the windy city, which, by the way, I was in Chicago. I've never been as cold in my life because of the wind, which feels like it's cutting the face off you. So while Chicago's the windy city, Donegal seems to be the windy county because Donegal had the warmest May ever recorded, as well as being the windiest place in the country. So we have this week Met Éireann's climate statement for May, and it shows that Malinhead in Donegal was one of 13 weather stations reporting the warmest month, but actually all 25 weather stations' air temperatures across the country were above their long-term average.
And also it was the temperature at night time.
Yeah.
That was actually contributing to this high average, wasn't
it? That's right. And they blame the cloud cover. So it didn't get as cold because we had all of the cloud over us. So that's why it wasn't as cold as it maybe normally is in May. Now, in Donegal, Finnair recorded 12.8 degrees Celsius, which is 1.9 degrees Celsius above its average. And then for the wind, Donegal topped the charts at 10.4 knots at Malinhead, and the lowest recorded was 4.9 knots at Ballyhays in Cavan. So on the wind in Donegal, both May's highest gust and 10-minute mean wind speed was reported at Malinhead. So something going on in the air in Donegal.
Spoken like a true meteorologist. Fantastic. All right, let's move on. Pat Short doing what only Pat Short can do. But we're not talking about jumbo breakfast rolls. We're talking about chicken fillet rolls, and they are in high demand.
Yeah.
So much so, that they're just being robbed.
Indeed, and there's a lot of people listening to you right now who are probably chomping on a chicken fillet roll. But this isn't just a regional story, because it actually affects the whole country. So the Irish Independent has been interviewing a few shop owners this week. One is Shane Gleeson, who owns 5 Spar shops in Limerick, and he said theft and criminal damage offences have got far worse in recent years. 2 examples from his shop. Last September, a man smashed through the front door of one of his shops and stole cigarettes and vapes worth nearly €7,000.
Wow.
And then the same man, a couple of weeks later, this has all been before the courts, broke into the shop again, took more cigarettes and vapes, this time worth around €1,600. So Shane Gleeson reckons that repairing the damage to his premises cost him close to €40,000. But he says that the latest racket is people coming into the shop, they order the food at the deli down the end of the shop, eat it in the store, and then walk out without paying anything.
It is so brazen, Shane.
It really is. It's hiding in plain sight. Yeah. Not the only incident, though, because Brian Kelly owns a service station in Newcastle in Dublin, and he also has experienced customers stealing food from the deli. He says €100 worth of chicken fillet rolls is taken every week.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have a system where when you buy the roll, they put a label on it and it comes up on the till if the item was unsold or not.
So you know, I see.
People were maybe going in buying a can of Coke and a roll, paying for the roll, for the can, and not for the roll. They do have this label in place. Unfortunately, the label doesn't work, though, if you stick the roll in your pocket, which is what a lot of people are doing as well.
Oh, my God.
Don't want to give people ideas. We're trying to highlight shoplifting is rife here, it would seem.
And the thing is that obviously there's the cost of the equipment stolen, but now retailers, they're investing in really expensive CCTV footage, and that is not cheap.
It's not cheap. And also the insurance costs too. Obviously, it costs a lot for business insurance. If you're going to be coming like the Shane Gleeson in Limerick and saying €40,000 worth of damage there, obviously insurance premiums are going to rise. Some shop owners reckon they're paying €80,000 a year to repair damages caused by theft and robbery and all that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. All right, let's move on, because Cork Girl Guides have become the stars of a BBC video. Tell us about this story.
Yes, back to happier news. So the BBC has picked out a group of Girl Guides from North Cork to highlight a scheme that sees children across Ireland give classes to silver surfers. It's a very cute story. Mm. So the girls from the Mitchelstown Troop are one of just 25 Girl Guide groups around the country who've already helped over 2,000 pensioners acquire internet skills. So I know some older people sort of say, oh, Shabab, what I know about the internet, I can't be bothered. Well, actually, you can learn. It's very easy to learn. And it's lovely to see that it's children and teenagers teaching older people how to use the internet. So the BBC tracked down the story, and they're highlighting stories of tech's positive impact in communities. And they picked out one man, a pensioner from Mitchelstown, Patrick Downs, as an example of how this great programme helps older people get comfortable in the online world. So he says at 76, he was feeling a bit left behind by the pace of modern technology. Aren't we all, in fairness? And he told the BBC that when you don't have electricity growing up, a brand new laptop or an iPad can seem more than a little daunting. Now he's flat out. He is able to reinvigorate his passion for his hobbies. He's able to research and shop for woodworking tools online, and also keep in touch with his granddaughter via video calls as well.
It's lovely, isn't it? Like, I see, like, even my kids who have, you know, grown up having exposure to iPads, the way they can even find their way around, like, the PS5, it is incredible. And I can't remember my passcode to anything.
And also, I assume Girl Guides, they probably have a lot of patience, where we might get annoyed teaching an older person. They have
calm. When they're not related to them as well, I think they're going to be a bit more patient.
Gorgeous.
We love
story.
That. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is fantastic. This is a place close to my heart, because we summer every year in Wexford, in beautiful Ballymoney. And now, Wexford County Council are making great strides in making their beaches more accessible.
It's a fantastic story. I have 2 favourite beaches in Ireland. One is Keane Bay in Achill, which is gorgeous. And the other is Curraghclough Beach. In Wexford.
Yeah, so tell us exactly what's happening there.
So we all love our beaches here in Ireland, and now we have a new beach stroller service in operation in Curraghclough and Rosslare Strand. So Wexford County Council has this initiative to make our beaches, as you say, more accessible for people with mobility issues. The beach strollers are equipped with wheels designed for the sand, and they're installed at the 2 locations. And this isn't the first time Wexford has been leading the way, because already Wexford was the first county in Ireland to introduce beach wheelchairs, which now operate at Ballymoney, as you say, Curraghclow, Ballinasker, Carn, Duncannon, Kilmore Quay, Morriscastle and Rosslare Strand. So what they're hoping to do is, with these beach strollers, they'll build on the existing service to ensure that the beaches of Wexford remain accessible and open to as many as possible. And it's free of charge, which is really important.
Brilliant. So is the idea that they'd be lined up there, or how will people actually physically get their hands on these when they need them on the day?
Yes, they've two locations there. You can go onto the Wexford County Council website to find out more about it. And they will be available to these people. But the idea is that you'll be able to use the beach the same as everybody else. And it's one of those things that if you want to use the beach, accessibility can be an issue.
Of course.
Now it's not an issue. Hopefully this is rolled out in other parts of the country.
100%. Great to see Wexford leading the way. Beautiful part of our country. Shane Beat, it has been a joy. Thank you for coming in on my first ever time being here.
You're a pro. Well done,
way out of that.
That's Happy amazing. Friday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.